We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Hancock, that delightful meal of this evening. I really must congratulate you.
Oh, my dear vicar, it's a pleasure. So glad you could come to dinner. We don't often get the opportunity of entertaining a member of the clergy in my humble abode. Yes, it's most gratifying to converse with one who is so up on the theology and ecclesiastical chat as your good self. Isn't that right, everybody?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Most charming. Thank you very much. I do enjoy the personal contact with my parishioners. I try and visit them in their homes at least once a year.
And why not? Must cut down on the old grub bills at home, I always say.
It isn't the prime reason for my visits, I
think. No, of course not. It was just a little joke on my part. I am a comedian, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But do please tell me more about your work in Africa.
Sure, I'm not boring you.
No, not at all. We'd all be most elevated. Bill.
Is he gone?
No.
Oh!
Oh, dear me, was that your foot? I'm so sorry. I must apologize to my friend, Vicar. He drops off. Very unfortunate head wound he received in the war.
Yeah, a WAF sloshed me with a bottle of...
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, a WAF. Yes, a West African hussar, that is. Accidentally hit him with his spear. Terrible blow.
Yes, the war. You weren't living here during the war, were you, Mr. Hancock?
No, I applied for overseas posting as soon as the war started.
Ah, how brave. Where did you apply for?
Bermuda. Oh, I was there all during the war. Terrible hazards we underwent. Men dropping like flies. Rum poisoning and sunstroke. It was terrible. Saw a U-boat surface once, but we all hid in the hills and he went away. But it shook us for a minute, I may say.
Yes, it would do.
It did.
What about you, Mr. James? Are you in the forces?
To me?
You were in uniform?
Oh, yes. Had arrows all over it.
Yes, it was the dress uniform of the Sherwood Yeomanry. Oh. Foot regiment with a very fine tradition.
My efforts were, of course, confined to the home front. Yes, indeed. Yes.
It must have been quite nasty here, Don.
Yes, well, we had many narrow escapes, as I suppose you must have had.
Oh, my word, yes. I remember one when they threatened to send us back to England. Panic right through the island.
More rice pudding and evaporated milk, Vicar.
Oh, no, thank you, my dear. I can't stand the sight of rice. We get so much of it outside of church, you know.
Where do you think we got this?
Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry, was that your other foot?
Well, would you mind if I had your portion?
No, not at all.
I love rice pudding.
Too. She's always got a bucket full brewing on the stove. Her eyes will start turning up at the corner soon, you mark my words.
Yes, we suffered a lot of damage in these parts with the bombs, you know.
Ah, yes, the air raids. I know just what you must have gone through. I went through it myself. We had a leaflet raid on the island once. Shocking damage. Quite a lot of the chaps got it with bundles that didn't open. If we'd been Americans, we'd have got the Purple Heart. No doubt.
They dropped quite a few unexploded bombs in this area, you know.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Mm. They found an unexploded bomb only a fortnight ago. That's half a mile from here, I believe.
Yes, I read about it. They had the bomb disposal squad down.
That's right.
Oh, brave chaps. I was in the bomb disposal squad in Bermuda. I well remember 10 of us were called out one night to dismantle a firework. The tricky beast, a jumping jack it was. We didn't know where it was going to go. Still, we kept in our tanks with the hoods down, so we were all right.
A piece of cake cabinet pudding, Vicar.
Oh, shut up. Stone me, no wonder you don't sleep. A great heavy pudding lying on your stomach. You come walking past my room tonight with your arms stretched out in front of you, I don't care what they say about waking them up, I'll yell right down your ear hole. I'm sorry about this, Vicar. She's a bit of a handful, as you can see. Well, I need a drink after that. Sid, pour us out a toddy.
That left boy, we drunk it all.
Oh, well, I'll just have to go down into the wine cellar and get another bottle. Of course, I've got crates down there, all vintage, you know.
Is it old vintage?
Old? Oh, no, swipe me, yes. Some of it's over 6 weeks old. The good stuff, that is. The potato wine, it's a bit young. A fortnight ago, it was still in the ground. I'll see what we've got for you. Come, William, to the wine cellar. William, to the wine cellar.
Oh, hey, is he gone?
Yes. Wait till I get him down in the cellar. A little bottle of grav across your head, mate. Excuse me, Vicar. Sidney, you'll entertain the vicar while we're corking the wine, won't you?
Certainly, mate. Tell me, Vicar. There's a man interested in church architecture. How much lead do you reckon there is on that big gothic one round the corner?
Tubbs, what do you want me to go down to the cellar for? There's no wine down there. There never was.
Don't give me that. You've got something down there. I know that. Every time you go down to fill the coal scuttle up, you come back reeking.
Yeah, well, that's mine, Tubbs.
It's all in a good cause. What have you got?
There's a bottle of Arab Burgundy you picked up at Port Said on the way over.
I bet that's strong.
Strong? They use cast iron corks.
That'll be all right. As long as we keep the label turned our way, he won't know. Now, go on. You go down first, because I'm frightened of the dark. Where are you? Where are you?
Right in front of you.
Well, let me hold your coat. I don't like coming down here. How many more steps?
I'm on the eighth one.
Eight from 12, that's three left.
Why?
There's one missing.
Which one?
Well, feel around with your foot. If there's nothing there, that's the one.
Right, I've got it. It's the next one.
Good lad.
Hey, hey, are you all right, Tub?
William, didn't it occur to you that your next one wasn't my next one?
Sorry, Tub, I'll switch the light on.
You'll do what?
I'll switch the light on.
You mean we've been falling about here in the pitch black and there's a light down here?
Yeah, I had it put in when I had to keep coming down for the coal.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I forgot.
You forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tub.
Never mind, William, we all make mistakes. I made one once.
When?
That day you walked in front of me, Carl, and I pulled up.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Now, help me up and put that light on. Ah, that's better. So, this is the cellar. I've never seen it before.
Haven't you? Well, let me show you around. That's the floor you're standing on, and there are the walls.
And don't tell me, that thing above me is the roof.
Hey, you sure you haven't been down here before?
No. I used to work for an estate agent. They taught me all about it. Very roomy, isn't it? Almost as big as a bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, you can move your bed down here tomorrow. Now, I'm letting your room. What's that up there in the ceiling?
Oh, that's the manhole. You remember when you bought the place, it was just a jagged hole and you put a cover on it.
Oh, yes. Well, what's that thing stuck in the floor underneath it?
What thing?
That thing. The big metal thing with the fins on it. What's this chalk writing on the side? 1942, Gottstrafe, England, Heil Hitler. Is this yours?
No, I don't know what it is. I just use it to strike me matches when I'm having a smoke.
But look, there's great big dents all over it.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was trying to break it open with a pickaxe.
You hit it with a pickaxe? You fool! Fancy doing a thing like that? Not ours. You might have damaged it. Somebody might come and ask it back.
Oh, no, Tub. They can't. 1942. If it's not claimed within 6 months, it becomes the property of the people who find it. It's ours, Tub.
Oh, good. I've always wanted a metal thing with fins on.
Buffoon. Buffoon. Buffoon.
What good is Jumon?
good is it to us? Dig it up and see how much you can get from the rag and bone man on it.
Oh, well, you can't. I've tried. It's embedded too far in the ground.
Oh, you two, where's the wine? My tongue's hanging out up here.
Can I give you a hand? Will you catch
it? No. Stay there, Vicar. Don't bother to come down. We're just trying to select a bottle to suit your palate.
Oh, dear, now.
Oh, he's done.
Now, good heavens.
What?
Stand back.
What is it? What's wrong?
Over there, sticking out of the floor, an unexploded bomb.
Yes, it's ours. We're claiming it. Treasure trove, isn't it? It's a what?
It's a bomb, an unexploded bomb. I was afraid so.
What? Done. All of... With me upstairs.
Mr. Hancock is feeling well. Perhaps you ought to sit down.
Yeah, come on, Tup. Sit down. Have a rest. Come on, old son. Over here.
Thank you. Not on the bomb! Don't reserve me a bunk in the underground station. We're getting out of here.
Come now. This is no time to panic.
It's a good enough time for me, mate. I'm off.
Look here, we really ought to put something round it to take the blast in case it goes off.
Hooray, the treacle pudding's ready.
There you are, put that round it. A hydrogen bomb wouldn't get through a treacle pudding.
We've got to be careful now, the slightest tremor might set it off.
How much do you reckon it weighs, Richard?
It's a very large one. I should say it's a 2,000-pounder.
2,000-pounder, let's see. Scrap metal, 15 bob underweight. 575 bob. You reckon there's any lead in it?
No.
Oh, shame. That's 112 to 200, 3 carry 1. That's 44 plus cartage. I'll give you 25 bob for it, Uncle.
Sid, how can you start barking at a time like this? A deadly high explosive weapon might go up any minute and both.
27 and 6.
You're wasting valuable time. We must get to a telephone and call in the army.
Yes, of course. Bill, I've got 27 and 6 invested here. You stay in the cellar and mind it.
Supposing it goes off?
Well, catch as many bits as you can.
Hello, Fred. This is our lucky day. They found an old unexploded German bomb in Hancock's cellar. What do you mean, so what? Use your loaf, boy. Haven't you always said if we could pull Hancock's house down, what a wonderful used car lot we could make? Well, then, if we play our cards right, we don't have to pull it down. Look, there's two things that can happen. One, the army gets the bomb out and Hancock's got a house. Or two, they explode it and Hancock hasn't got a house and we've got a used car lot. Somehow, the army's going to have trouble with that bomb. Start buying cars, son. Start buying them.
How long have we got to wait for the army to get here?
But don't be impatient.
It's been 12 hours since we phoned the war office. I'm fed up with camping out on the pavement. Remind me to write to the council. Put in the street lamps out at 11 o'clock. Not right. I climb up the lamppost, I plug my electric razor in. Halfway up my sideboards and they switch them all off.
Why don't you spare a thought for poor Bill keeping guard over it?
Oh, he's all right. Danger is only feared by people of high intelligence and imagination. He'll be snoring away, dreaming of cowboys and Indians. He doesn't know what it's all about. Hello, the army, they're here.
All right, chaps, all eyes. It's the bed. Look lively, and we'll be home in time for breakfast, eh? Sergeant Plunger.
Sir.
Get the arc light set up.
Yes, sir.
Right, chaps, cordon off the area, 200 yards.
Good evening.
Get away, please. This is not a sideshow. Can't be responsible for civilians. This is an army show. Roger?
No. Anthony Hancock. Roger's my brother. There won't be many people who know about that.
We don't want civilian chappies cluttering up the target. Right, here, go home to bed. A little chap, eh, what?
What's the point of going home to bed when I'm likely to be blown out of it? I just wouldn't be comfortable.
Oh, I see. It's your house, a little beggar's hiding in.
Yes, that's right, yes. 23 Railway Cutting.
Bang on us. Now, you can come and share. That's where it is.
Not me, mate. I've had enough of it during the war. I did my bit. Overseas, I was.
You really, sir? I didn't realize you were an old war horse.
Oh, yes. Yes, young fellow, my lad, I saw it all. France, North Africa, Italy, Tripoli, Japan, Malaya, Singapore, I saw it all.
He was the projectionist of the cab newsreel,
dear. Oh. Well, we've got work to do.
Evening, all. How's it going?
Oh, not another theory. Now, where is the bomb?
In the cellar, and you take care of my house.
You'll have to blow it up, mate. You'll never get it out.
Oh, no, sir. We never detonate unless it's absolutely necessary.
Oh.
Now, we always prefer to remove a bomb intact and expose it somewhere else.
Very difficult to get it. Why will you or not the house down? Run one of your tanks through it.
You mind your own business. He knows what he's doing. You get that bomb out without disturbing so much as a brick. Don't intend to spend the rest of my life kipping on a corporation pavement. With me beard at the mercy of the electricity department, not this lad.
Tell me, sir, you signed with you know something about bomb disposal.
Oh, yeah, I've had loads of experience. Been working with high explosives for years.
Oh, absolutely perfect. Well, I should be very grateful for any assistance. Because, quite frankly, this is my first bomb.
Get away.
Yes. I'm with the catering corps, actually. Right, you know that as well. I've only been in a week. Because the older chap didn't want to come. You know, their demob's coming up shortly, and they didn't want to take a chance. But they asked me if I'd come. Wish I knew something about it, eh, what?
Well, I think it's pretty brave of you.
Error, it's been a sport, isn't it? A bit of a laugh.
Now, listen, Mush. Mushers. I refuse to have amateurs tampering with my bombs. I want a fully paid-up bomb man.
How did they spoil for? You've all got to get experience. I mean, that's a good for. Spread your wings a bit.
If you touch that bomb, we'll all be spreading our wings.
Don't worry. This gentleman has promised to help us if I go wrong.
Certainly, mate. Thing to do is evacuate the old road and blow the house up.
Never. You can't touch that house. It's protected. That house is of historic interest.
I say, is it real?
Yes, it is. That is the finishing line of the Cheam pancake race, that is.
You blow it up, mate. It's an eyesore. It's an architectural disgrace to the borough. Lowers a ton of the old district. What we could do with it is a nice, big, used car lot. Go on, boy. Blow it up.
You can't blow it up. There is a human being inside there.
Is there?
Well, I say, human being. He's on the voters' list.
Why, of course, that does alter things. I think we'd better have a look at the beat and fire up the situation. Sergeant Plunger?
Sir.
Did you bring my swagger, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good. I might have to poke the wretched thing a bit. And put the duck boards across the garden. I've got my swagger on.
Down in the cellar.
See that? You never get your cranes down there, boy. You blow it up, son. Ooh, knock the house down. Get it out. I don't mind. Either way will do.
Hasn't it occurred to you that he might be able to disconnect it, render it harmless, and leave it there?
I think
that's
an idea.
No, it's not. You can't render that type of bomb harmless. It works on an air spring. The slightest move and it'll go. That is definitely a blower-upper, not a leave it where it is-er.
Remind you,
who is the expert here?
Well, you are.
Well, shut up then. Come on and get cracking.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. I thought you and your men might be hungry, so I've made a fresh bucket full of spotted fish.
thank you very much.
Don't take any. She'll be most upset if you take any. That's her breakfast.
Come on, Andy. We go down to the cellar and take a look.
Here you are, Flindo.
Bill, lash yourself to the bomb. Somebody's come to blow it up.
I'm away from that bomb, there, little chap. I'm in command, Jar. Lieutenant Pumphrey Farnsworth, Royal Army Catering Corps.
What are you going to do, fry it?
Put that man under close arrest, Robin.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm not in the army.
Well, thank goodness for that. Now, let's have a look at this naughty little bomb.
Oh, there he is, yes.
Which is the bit that goes bang?
Over here. That bit there. You run a wire around it to about 200 yards away, press the plunger, she blows up, and you can go home.
I think we'll do that, eh,
Juan? I protest most strongly. Can't just go around blowing up houses willy-nilly. It's dangerous.
He's right, you know. The flying debris might hit somebody. We have to remove it and explode it elsewhere.
That's my boy. Well done.
All right, then. You don't want to blow the house up in case somebody gets hit by the bricks and stuff, right?
That's right.
All right, then. That's it, then. Knock the house down, cart the bricks away, then blow it up.
Yes, I think you're right. I'll get the pioneer called on it right away.
But this is illegal. The local authorities will have something to say about this.
May I remind you, I'm in charge here. Sergeant Landra?
Sir.
Did we bring a bulldozer with us?
Yes, sir.
Knock this shack down, will you?
I can't look. Look at me, mock Tudor gable lying in the dust.
Stand back.
Oh, no. Not me, asbestos conservatory with the imitation grapevine. All these treasures lost to the nation forever.
Well, that's it. Same after the house. That didn't take long, did it? Half of it fell down when we took the front door off. Well, now to detonate the bomb. Sergeant Plunger?
Sir.
Have you wired the bomb for detonation?
Sir.
Right. Stand back, everybody. Sergeant Plunger?
Sir.
Press the plunger, Plunger.
Hey, the tail's shot off. A bit of paper's fallen out.
What did he say?
I think it's in French.
He always says that if you give him anything to read, it's a cover-up. Give it to me. Oh, yes. How very interesting. So you've knocked my house down for this.
What is that?
This bomb is the property of the BBC Television Scenery Department.
Oh, of course. Don't you remember the man who bought the house from? He was a BBC producer. He did all those war plays. He must have bought it home as a souvenir or something.
You pulled my house down for a dummy bomb. I'll have the law on you.
Yeah, I say it's touching, isn't it? Rather coming out on a cold night like this. No gratitude at all, some people. All right, Jeff, nothing more to do here. Put the arc lights on the lorry, right?
I like Hancock. Say like, yeah. Look, boy, I tell you what I'm going to do. I can see you're down and out. No money, nowhere to go. I'll give you 50 nickel for the land. It's no good to you without the house, and with the 50 nickel, you can find some digs, make a fresh start.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Sid, and I do appreciate it. One only finds one real friend in times of trouble.
Is it a deal?
Yes.
Your boy. Fred?
Yeah?
Drive the cars in, boy. Here we are, Fred. The Sydney James car mart. What a beautiful sight. 20,000 niggers worth of second-hand cars piled nose to nose. What a bit of luck they found that dummy bomb.
Here, Sid. Was that dummy bomb like this one here?
Sure, blimey, another one. That bloke must have been collecting them. Cot straight England aisle, it, lad.
Are you sure it's a dummy, Sid?
Of course it is. Unscrew the tail. You see the label inside.
Here, Sid. Listen.
Run for it.
Hello, Sid.
What do you want?
What a pity about all your cars, isn't it?
Go on.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes?
Just for you, of course.
Yes.
Special favour, a friend.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll give you 25 quid for the scrap metal. Ah, ha, ha.
Ah, ha,
very good.
Thank you.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Harry Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. The show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Tom Ronald. Thank you.